This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Friday, May 17th, brought to you by Robble AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Disruptive cuts for agencies. Climate dollars gobbled up. Budget asks for digesters, farmer. Farm bill text likely out today. Without budget restrictions, a clean cut is not so clear cut. As one of many mechanisms to balance the state budget, Governor Newsom proposing a 7.9% reduction across all departments. That has led the Legislative Analyst's Office to raise some red flags. According to Deputy Legislative Analyst Rachel Eller, such a blanket could be very challenging to achieve and potentially very disruptive to program delivery. Speaking at a budget subcommittee hearing this week, Ehlers urged lawmakers to consider a more surgical approach to the cuts. LAO will release its first reports on Newsom's revised plan today. LAO, don't count your chickens before they hatch. The LAO's Ehlers delivered more sage advice for lawmakers, urging greater prudence with the state's cap and trade money. The administration is proposing to dip more hands into the pot over the next 3 years to fill funding gaps and priority initiatives where tax dollars are falling short. Ehlers called it unprecedented for Newsom to rely so heavily on climate funding that has yet to arrive. She warned, quote, there is a lot of uncertainty around these revenues, particularly as the program starts to near its statutory sunset date in 2030. She urged lawmakers to commit less of the money now, since it would be much more difficult to claw back that spending later. Why it matters? Well, ag lobbyists are raising alarms about dedicating climate dollars to initiative outside that scope. Dairy Care's executive director, Michael Baccadoro, pointed out that California is just 6 years from reaching its methane reduction goal and needs support. We don't spend money on emission reductions, he told lawmakers. We'll never get there. That means maintaining adequate funding for the state's most cost-effective climate program, dairy digesters. But the administration proposes dropping its spending for digester grants, along with incentives for alternative manure management practices. Newsom proposes just $17 million this year and $7 million in the following fiscal year. CDFA's Dairy Plus program, meanwhile, will have about $28 million in federal dollars. Now take note, advocates are also asking lawmakers to restore funding for Farmer, a program for replacing ag equipment to lower emissions. Farm bill text due out today. The House Agriculture Committee is expected to release the text of its draft farm bill as soon as this morning. Republicans will continue working to get at least a few Democrats on board with the bill. That would allow Republicans to call the legislation bipartisan, although the planned cut to the nutrition title alone is likely to ensure there's relatively little Democratic support, if any at all. Now, without that cut, the bill would likely lose some GOP support. Take note. One of the key Democrats being targeted by Republicans and farm groups is North Carolina Representative Don Davis, who's in a tough re-election race. Davis seen huddling with House Ag Chairman Glenn Thompson during votes yesterday. He also met with Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries and other Democrat frontliners, members who are in competitive races. AgriPulse Rebecca Alvey caught up with Davis and asked him how he's feeling about next week's committee markup. It's a process, he said with a laugh. What I would really highlight is that we're talking, and I just think that's so important. We're talking to each other. Members are talking across the aisle. We're just obviously trying to see where we can land next week, he said. You can check out AgriPulse.com for developments for the story. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Robble AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders, tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.roboag.com. creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. House GOP lays groundwork for new spending battle. House Republicans will make another run at cutting domestic spending programs in June and July. House Appropriations Committee Chairman Tom Cole of Oklahoma announced the tentative spending allocations known as 302Bs for the 12 appropriation bills. Those allotments would reduce non-defense programs by 6%, with some subcommittees getting cut in the range of 10 to 11%. The ag spending bill, which funds USDA, FDA, and the Commodity Futures Trading Commission, was allocated $25.8 billion for FY25. Of course, that compares to the $26.2 billion appropriated for FY24. The Agriculture Appropriations Subcommittee scheduled to vote on that spending bill June 11th. The full Appropriations Committee will consider the bill July 10. Our FY25 process will reflect our commitment to strengthening our national defense, supporting the safety and security of the American people, and reining in the government to its core mission, Cole said in a statement. Now, the committee's top Democrat, Rosa DeLauro, called on Republicans to rethink their spending caps and avoid the, quote, messy, chaotic FY24 spending process. We know how this will end. House Democrats are ready to negotiate bills that can actually become law, she said. Vilsack highlights DEI work at department, diversity of leadership. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack touted the department's work on diversity, equity, and inclusion at an event at the Sherrod Institute in Georgia. Former USDA employee Shirley Sherrod started after leaving the agency in a highly publicized incident that led eventually to the formation of the USDA's Equity Commission. Everything I'm going to tell you about the Department of Agriculture and its efforts at diversity, equity, inclusion, and accessibility today and tomorrow and in the future, everything connects back to Shirley Sherrod. Everything, Vilsack said to those in attendance yesterday. He said senior leadership at USDA is the most diverse it's ever been. That was expressly done because we knew that if we made that leadership cohort diverse, we would get a better USDA. Sherrod was forced out of her position as head of director of USDA Rural Development Office in Georgia in 2010 after a highly misleading video was posted by a right-wing news site that appeared to show her discussing how she declined to help a white farmer before she was employed at USDA. That farmer thanked Sherrod later, helping him save his farm. Vilsack apologized to Sherrod, who served on the Equity Commission that delivered a wide-ranging report with dozens of recommendations to Vilsack in February. Here's today's He Said It. An orderly progress is being held back by the greedy pursuit of short-term gains by polluting industries and by the spread of disinformation. That Pope Francis at the Vatican's climate summit. Governor Newsom delivered remarks at the summit arguing fossil fuel companies have been, quote, lying to us. They've been deceiving us. They've known the science. They've denied the science. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Friday, May 17th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jack Alley.